Time now for your comments. In a story about teachers who use rap to teach literature, reporter Mandalit Del Barco talked with Shelby Steele of the Hoover Institute. He argued that rap in the classroom is a waste of time, but the noted scholar stumbled when he cited T.S. Eliot. Dozens of listeners noticed, a few chided Steele and NPR in rap form. Tony Estep of St. Louis was one.
You talking to the man about poetry, he claimed to be an authority. Say, don't listen to rap. Eliot is where it's at. Listen to what my man wrote. Then he give you a quote. Say, the night spreads out against the sky. Well, that's a good try, but the word is wrong. He's making it up as he goes along. If Eliot was alive, he'd know this dude was talking jive. Poetry fans are grieving. Some of them are probably heaving, because they know the word is evening. So next time, get a different expert, one who won't do you dirt, one who has some respect for the original text, and if he gonna act wise, at least knows a little more than the people he criticized.
Two other brief corrections. Reporter Libby Lewis mispronounced the name of Matt Nosenchuk of the Violence Policy Institute, and reporter Jerry Haddon's story about Mexico's support for further inspections in Iraq said incorrectly that this is the first time Mexico has held a U.N. Security Council seat. Mexico has held a seat twice before, in 1946 and 1980. In the final part of Susan Stamberg's month-long series about time, a curator at the Museum of Science and Industry in Chicago said the first wristwatches were made for aviators in World War I. Tom Clark of Huntsville, Alabama, adds that one aviator in particular popularized wristwatches, Alberto Santos Dumont. He writes that in 1904, Santos Dumont complained to a friend about how hard it was to tell time when in the air. That friend was Louis Cartier, who presented him with a thin, square-faced watch on a leather band. The watch, called the Santos, was a popular seller at Cartier's until the 1930s. Finally, a number of listeners wrote to remember Fred Rogers, creator and host of the public television children's show Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. He died last week of stomach cancer at the age of 74. Terry Nicoletti of Washington, D.C. sent this song.
It's a love rainy day in the neighborhood. A special friend who understood us left us. Mr. Rogers. He wasn't afraid to show children how much he loved us. He told the truth, no matter who laughed at him. Mr. Rogers, goodbye.
Send your comments to morning@npr.org or call the listener comment line 202-842-5044. Please say where you live and how to pronounce your name.
It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine?